Okay, we will now convene the May 8, 2018 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I have reviewed, approved, and executed the minutes from our April 10, 2018 meeting. Before we get into the agenda, do we have any announcements to be made?
We have one new case that is going to compliance, which is case number 9. It's SMG 05-1843-106 Meadowbrook Circle, and it's in compliance 5-7-2018.
Very good. Well, the representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings. Please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay, and with that, we go directly to our agenda. Case number 1 is Kinsey and Debbie Whaley.
Good morning. I do.
All right, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear first from the city.
Good morning. John Stinson, Code Inspector with the City of Daytona Beach. Credentials are on file. This property is now in compliance as of this morning. These pictures are from yesterday, and he just completed his final inspection.
We're done, done?
Done, done.
Congratulations, Mr. Whaley.
Thank you.
Good news. You're out of here. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And don't ever be bad-mouthing the City of Daytona Beach if anyone says they don't work with their citizenry. I'm kidding you, of course. Case number 2, Robert Clark. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
I'm Ms. Vakelja, Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. This is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Juan Davis. Ms. Davis' report said she would like to amend this to the next cutoff. The reason is she's discovered that Mr. Clark himself is deceased. We're looking to see if we can get some alternative remedies to get the violation taken care of. But at this time, if we can continue to the next cutoff, we'll have a better idea what we'd like to do regarding the case.
Yes, sir. All right. I will amend our... Did we ever find him in noncompliance?
No, we've previously found him in noncompliance. It's here for imposition of a fine. Well, at least that's the indication on the agenda.
All right. I will amend our previous order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until June 6, 2018... be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 3, Michael S. and Lori M. Lawhorn.
That's in compliance, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. And case number 4 is in compliance as well. Case number 5, Darvesh Plaza Incorporated. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Ms. Vakelja, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mrs. Stinson reports that the respondent is working on compliance. They've been working on their permits. He's asking to amend to the next cutoff.
Okay. Based upon the city's request, I will amend our previous order of noncompliance to allow the respondent to come in to compliance by June 6, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 6, Jong Soo Yoon and Lee O.K.
Jong Yoon.
You saw him swear on front of the testimony that you're about to provide the truth, the whole
All right. Since this is here for the imposition of a fine, let's hear from the city first.
Mr. Kelger, the inspector in this case is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that his communication with the respondent is that the respondent indicates that he has bids. That's also what the respondent indicated the prior month. No action has been taken. Mr. Stinson is requesting, this has been around since July of 2017. He's requesting that a fine be imposed of $300 per day to a maximum of $15,000. And I'll turn to Mr. Stinson if you have any factual questions.
Okay, what's the nature of the violation? Metal roofing sections missing and existing metal rusting. Is this a decaying roof or is this a hurricane beat-up roof or a combination thereof?
Good morning, John Stinson, Code Inspector with the City. It is a combination of both. The roof was dilapidated at a time, but the storm accelerated that process. He's been back and forth with the insurance companies, and he's been getting bids. However, this case did open last year, and he did advise Inspector Alderman of his attempts to get proper bids just last month. Unfortunately, there's been no progress, nothing moving forward. So the city is asking for the imposition of a fine until compliance is met.
And the fine that was sought was $300 per day up to a maximum of, did I hear $15,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Yoon.
Yes, sir.
Where do we stand as far as getting this roof fixed?
Oh, it's now... We have been settled the insurance company at the 25th of April mediation. So after that, I contacted several roofing company and estimated, and all they are busy now. So I still get a roofing estimate, and I'll. Re-roofing as soon as possible.
Okay. Have you been in litigation?
Litigation?
Were you suing somebody to get your roof fixed?
No.
You went into mediation. What were you in mediation
for? Oh, mediation. Insurance company.
Right.
Yes.
So you made a claim against your insurance company?
Yes.
And how long have you been fighting that claim?
The claim since Hurricane Matthew.
Since Hurricane Matthew, you've been fighting that claim.
Yes.
And you're telling me you just settled it.
Yeah, just settled, yeah, on the last 25th of
April. 25th is what I heard you say.
Sir. Yeah.
All right. So money's no longer the obstacle?
Money is a... will insurance company pay to me soon? Not yet.
Who is representing you? Who is your lawyer?
My lawyer is Attorney Gold. Matthew Gold. Here is MGM Law Firm.
You have any other papers there?
No, sir. Just
okay. From the
several estimate for not estimate. I contact the number for.
Well, it would appear you have an attorney. It would appear you were in some kind of litigation because it would appear as though this is the identity of opposing counsel. So did you file suit to try to recover insurance benefits? Okay. Let me try it this way. When's the roof going to be fixed?
As soon as possible.
That's not good enough. Give me a date. We're past as soon as possible. I'm willing to take into consideration the fact that you've been in litigation. I assume that's the case from my familiarity with what little I'm being shown here. So that having been said, when do you think the roof's going to be fixed?
Around 3 months. Give me a
3 months.
3 months.
I don't usually pry like this, but how much did you settle your claim for? Your mediation. How much did you settle your roof claim for?
Everything. Everything is 80,000.
All right. Well, I only ask because that's not an insignificant amount. If you were going to tell me it was $5,000, then that might be another matter. Okay. So, and am I to understand that your lawsuit involved recovering funds to repair the roof? Is that a yes?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when are you going to select or go to contract with a roofer?
Now contacting a roofing company now. But they are busy, so some are now preparing the estimate. I have not been received this company yet. Soon I get. So I select and I'll repair it as soon as possible.
Don't say as soon as possible again.
Three months. Give me a chance.
That's much better.
Yes.
Okay, because we're almost a year down the road already.
Yeah.
This started back in June or July.
Yeah. Some company have already booked 6 months, so roofing company are busy now too. So anyway, give me a chance to 3 months. I'll fix it.
All right. Well, I'm familiar with litigation, and I'm familiar with the scarcity of roofers these days. So I'll take that into consideration. But we've got to figure out how to get this wrapped up. I'm going to continue this matter to our June meeting. On June 12, you're going to be back here,
June.
And I want to see the contract that you've entered into with your roofer.
Okay, sir.
Okay? No talking about estimates. I want to see a contract. And if you don't have a contract, you bring me lots of proof to convince me that you've done everything humanly possible to try to get a roofer on board to fix this roof.
Okay.
And then on June 12, hopefully you will, number one, satisfy me that you actually have a roofer on board.
Okay.
But then hopefully you will also be able to then tell me with some certainty how long it's going to take for that job to get finished.
Okay.
If we meet on June 12 and you don't have any of those things ready for me, then I'm going to be imposing a fine, and I'll just rely on you to do it whenever you want.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. June 12.
What are you coming back with on June 12th?
With the contract with roofer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then soon get fix the roof.
And an estimate as to when it will take to actually get the roof repaired.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a paper?
Yes, sir. Case number 7, Joseph F. and Dolores Pouncey.
Yes.
Name and address.
1606 South Patrick Circle. Joseph Pouncey.
Do you solemnly swear affirm with the testimony that you're about to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth?
Yes.
Do
All right, Mr. Pouncey, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city first as they try to explain why it is I should be fining you.
Ms. Vakelja, the inspector in this case is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the only change has been to the outside storage. There is still a shed that needs to be permitted. It's still in non-compliance. Mr. Jones requests that, and it still was a shed built with no permits. Mr. Jones requests that a fine of $100 a day be imposed, a maximum of $10,000. I will attend to Mr. Jones for any additional factual information.
Okay, well, where did we start with this, and where are we now?
Where we started was with this large shed that was put on the property without permits. There was trailers that were parked between the sidewalk and the street. They have been now moved. You can see it's now clear. They would have been on the right there. And the other items were outside storage, was everything in the front yard.
Okay, well, what am I looking at now?
These are current. This is yesterday.
So this is in compliance?
No, it is not in compliance.
Okay, so what still remains to be done?
The outside storage and permitting the large shed. From what the building department and zoning said, it cannot be approved for that site.
The shed can't?
The shed can't because it's too large for the property.
So his alternative to come into compliance is to remove it?
Correct.
All right. I mean, is this something that he gets relief from another board for some reason or other?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Mr. Pouncey?
Yes.
Sounds like you're between a rock and a hard place.
First of all, I'd like to apologize for the last meeting. I had my dates wrong. I was here the next day, and it was the day before.
So no, you're lucky I got a bad memory. That's all right.
Anyway, I brought the papers. I've been talking with the permit people for the longest, and they previously told me that I could have the shed there, but I had to move it over. It had to be 7.5 feet from the property line. That's on the left. I have all the paperwork on this stuff, and it had to be at least 5 feet from the house. And that shed will fit in there with no problem. I have this huge backyard, and I do pay tax on it and not being used, and I got a bigger shed where I can put all my stuff, like you were saying, in the yard, into the trailer.
You mean into the shed?
Into the shed, yes. I call it a trailer. But and I got all this, and I went up with the permit people and see, this is the original one here. It got copper stain and stuff put on it. But she drew up what I needed to do, this in pink.
What does that mean? What did she? What's your understanding as to what you need to do?
7.5 feet from the line and 5 feet from the house, which would fit in there. That haven't been done because I was trying to make sure that it was going to be able to stay.
And you're telling me you've been told those are the setback requirements you have to deal with.
Absolutely.
And you're telling me you've got room for it.
Yes, yes.
And you're also telling me that once the shed is legal, so to speak, whatever remaining outside storage there may be goes into the shed.
Absolutely. And this is a paper that I got from the guy because I was getting all the stuff in case I did have to move it. A little shed won't do me any good. This is another thing. And I was moving slower because I was trying to get the shed straight first before we make another step. And
Got the people that provide. Are these the people you bought the shed from?
Absolutely.
So they're already on standby, ready to move it once this is decided.
If it's decided. Now this is a location in the way. This is the original one, but it has copper stain on there. She did. You can better see it there, and that's a better one that I have. So this is This is the one that's drawn up. Right here, she made me some copies. But just how to look when it fit in there. And it can go further back from the road. My backyard is not a regular backyard. It's like a side thing because you come around the curb. Now, I can put a fence up high if that's what they're concerned about. I was trying to follow the code as far as the fence. So, that's... Go ahead.
Yeah, Ms. McKelty, that's a little bit conflicting information. I'd like the inspector just kind of just put him on aware as well as you on the information that he has, which is contrary to what we're hearing and seeing. But in any sense, he keeps making reference to she, and we're not sure who may have been the person.
The lady who you go to get your license downstairs.
Okay. All right.
But I'd ask
the inspector, just so for your information as well as his, what the inspector's understanding is on that.
I'm Mark Jones. Per reviewing what the zoning department said on the permit application, was they said that there was no proper setbacks and lot coverage cannot be met anywhere on the property. That was the notes in the permit file. This permit was originally submitted on January 30th and has gone nowhere since that date. It was rejected by the permit department. So I'm not sure who he talked to in regards to this moving it on the property.
All I know is the lady downstairs who over the department, she the one put this in the pack and told me what I had to do.
Put this in the what?
The original one.
Yeah, let me see that again, please.
It just got kind of beat up, so I didn't they first had me to get a survey of the property first before to make sure it would fit. I did that.
And what is the setback that he has to meet? That your understanding is what?
I have not looked at the setback. I have not looked at the setback, what were required. I just looked at what the zoning stated when they turned the permit application down.
Okay, Mr. Pouncey, I'm going to give you your day in court before I do anything to your shed. I'm continuing this matter to the June 12, 2018 meeting. The reason I'm doing that is to give you an opportunity to bring in here for me to hear from whoever it is that you're relying upon that says this can be placed on your property legitimately. Okay? Because I'm hearing you tell me what somebody said, and with all due respect to the inspector, and I mean no disrespect, he's telling me what somebody else is telling him what they said, and I'm not prepared to throw your shed out on the basis of a bunch of hearsay testimony, and rather than blindside anybody here, I'm giving everybody an opportunity to come back next month and give me your best shot as far as why your shed should stay. Because as it stands right now, it's looking like it may not fit on the property. So you're going to need to convince me otherwise. And I don't care if you do that with a ruler. I don't care if you do that with a witness. I don't care how you do it. But what I will say is don't just come back here and tell me your side of the story again. Because your side of the story, just like his side of the story, right now is what somebody else is telling you. And I'm not going to rely on that. And whoever shows up with that next month is going to lose for sure.
Okay.
So I'm giving you till June 12th to figure out who you need to bring in here or what you need to bring in here. I don't care if you get a surveyor to measure the property to show it can be fit on there. Somebody needs to show me the setbacks that we'll be dealing with. If the city's got somebody that's going to say categorically this doesn't fit, no matter what you do, so be it. But my point is, I'm at least going to give you an opportunity to make your case, and that goes for the city as well.
Yeah, and Ms. Vakalja, if I just strongly encourage Ms. Pounce to make sure that get with the inspector. You know, no one wants to do anything wrong concerning you. Y'all get together, and maybe y'all can figure out what the difference is and what y'all understanding. So just follow up with the inspector.
Well, I'm leaving here right now, and I'm going downstairs to the lady who originally I talked to, who I guess give it the inspection. I don't know a name. I can't remember, but y'all know all the people here and down there. That's okay, the lady who I'm referring
sure
to.
If it's a city employee that you're relying upon.
Yeah, it is.
Then I'm sure if you let the city know, they'll make whatever arrangements are necessary to have that person present at next month's meeting. And at that point in time, we'll pass judgment on the shed.
Well, hopefully it'll be done and I won't have to come.
That'd be nice. You feel free to contact the inspector and figure it out. That's always it's always music to my ears. All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
If you don't work it out.
What day was that?
June 12th.
June the 12th.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Case number 8, Willie J. and Tabitha Kinchin.
Right there. There you go. Then I'll come back and get you. Okay.
Can you state your name and address, please?
Tabitha Kinchin,
943
Berkshire Road.
Could you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear
or
affirm that the testimony that
you're about
to provide is the truth?
I do.
All right, Ms. Kinchin, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city first as far as their argument as to why you should be fined.
Sure. Ms. Vakelja, the inspector in this case is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the violation, failure to obtain permits for installation of French doors, was done prior to Ms. Kitchen's ownership, Kitchen's ownership. But since there was a change of hands in the property, but since the period of ownership, there has been no changes since it was cited in January. The inspector is asking for $100 day fine to a maximum of $10,000. The inspector is Mark Jones. Now, attend to Mr. Jones so he can explain further.
Okay, I'm totally lost. This is Ms. Kinchin?
Yes.
Ms. Kinchin didn't make these repairs or improvements, or she did?
I didn't.
No, she didn't. This case started back in July of 2017, and where violation was noted for remodeling without permits.
Do we know who did that?
It was an unlicensed contractor, and it was the previous owner.
Okay, who was the previous owner?
I don't have that information.
Unrelated to Ms. Kinchin.
Correct.
Okay.
What they did was sold the property to her in December, without correcting the violations. In January, we re-notified Ms. Kitchens of the violations. The owner had a contractor come out and permit the doors and the windows that were replaced, and that got finalized, but they did not permit any of the plumbing, electrical, or mechanical work that was done. So the violation remained with the property.
What type of contact have you had with Ms. Kinchin?
I have talked with her off and on in regards to trying to see if she can get either go back to her title company or, you know, to try to get the work done through any means she had to see if she could get them to get the work corrected.
Is there any hint or suggestion here that Ms. Kinchin knew this work was done without permits?
No, there is no indication of that at all.
So you want her to go back to the owner's contractor to come back and finish getting the permits that he should have gotten in the first place that she wasn't aware of at the time that she purchased?
I am hoping that we can come to compliance with the property to get the permits for the work that was done.
Who was the previous owner?
I do not have that with me at the moment.
What keeps us from citing that previous owner right now? Okay. Just out of curiosity.
Mr. Vakelja, the violation is it's a land use violation.
It runs with
the
land.
Related, yeah, it's with the land, and it's unfortunate that it's to the detriment of now a new property owner, but in this circumstance, that's just kind of what the situation is. It is to her detriment, and she's now left to have to remedy it.
And you're proposing I fine her $100 a day until she does this?
Well, what I'm saying is that the inspectors made the communication to seek to get it remedied in every way that the city is able to require this remedy.
Ms. Kenshin, do you have any contact whatsoever with the person that you bought this property from?
No, sir, I don't. All I know, they're in Canada, and their last name was Cadwell.
Perfect.
That's the only thing I know.
I wouldn't have expected anything less. And do you know who this contractor is? Do we know who the contractor was that came out and apparently got permitted some of it?
No, the original contractor, I do not know who it was, and the original contractor did not get permits for the work. The previous owner.
So we don't know who the contractor was?
No.
Ms. Kenshin, do you know who the contractor was?
No, sir. I wasn't even aware of the situation until after we purchased the home. And I didn't find out actually until I got a letter in March, because I kept people, like, they were coming to my house, but I'm like, okay, and they were inspecting. They said the city was coming, but, you know, I didn't know what it was for, to be honest.
Do we have any life safety issues here?
Unknown. There was electrical work done, plumbing work done. I cannot make any determination whether there was any life safety. I did not see anything that was clearly visible that would have been a life safety issue.
So how does Ms. Kenshin extricate herself from this situation? Because it would appear as though she didn't do anything to cause it.
All I think we can do is give additional time to see if we can keep working on trying to locate the individual who did do the work for the windows and the doors, who pulled that permit.
Mr. McCallister, I guess...
Well, and rather than chase all these people, as a practical matter, I'm assuming what ultimately we're looking for is some comfort level that the city has, that everything was done appropriately so there are no hazards created for Ms. Kenshin or anyone else. Is that fair enough?
Yes.
So I guess if you had somebody to conduct an inspection and report back to the city that everything appears to be in order, would that assuage, if you will, your concerns, notwithstanding all these violations that run with the land, yada, yada, yada?
Ms. McKelvey, it sounds like, and I'm looking for the affirmation of the inspector, but what we need is to be able to come and inspect, and for whatever reason, maybe that understanding has been made with Ms. Kenshin, and to be able to approve the work. And I guess you probably have a problem with needing a contractor somewhere in the midst by a rule, but it's a process that can be worked out or figured out. We're not opposed to allowing more time, because at this moment we don't understand or have a perception of any type of life safety issue that would require us to accelerate in any way. So the additional time is not a concern of the staff, just the necessity to ensure that it is safe and adequate work and getting the permits necessary.
How do we do that?
I think that's what we would have to figure out over the next 30 to 60 days.
Well, it sounds to me, all right, I'm not here just to beat up on the city. The fact of the matter is, Ms. Kenshin, unfortunately, finds herself in this situation. And the first solution that comes to my mind is Ms. Kenshin needs to possibly hire a contractor just to go through the house to verify that whatever has been done appropriately and so certified to the city. Would the city be satisfied with that?
That's our perspective. That's what she would need, and then we'd have to come out to the inspection and then approve the work.
Well, if you got to go do your inspection anyway, then why are we putting her to the expense of the contractor? Why don't we have you go do your inspection? That might be the end of it.
I think my inspector's telling me I'm not correct.
Well, I mean, procedural-wise, we would get a contractor, a licensed contractor, to pull a permit. Then he would inspect the work, and then someone from the building department would go out and inspect it
and sign off on it. I am not objectionable to talking to the voting official to see if we can work something out so that she doesn't have to go ahead and hire a contractor. There may be some possibilities there that I can look into this month. Yes.
I believe there are requirements of state law, so I don't know if we could overcome them or not, but we'll look and see what we can overcome. Mr. Kelly.
All I'm doing today is kicking the can down the road, so here we go again. All right. I'm going to continue this matter to our June 12, 2018 meeting in the hopes that Ms. Kinchin and the city can reconcile the dilemma that it sounds as though Ms. Kinchin finds herself in due to no fault on her part. Now, Ms. Kinchin, that having been said, I would urge you to meet the city halfway, because what we're going to need here is for a contractor to certify that all the work that was done was proper and properly done. That's as much for your benefit as anyone else's. So I'm going to leave you to the city to try to figure that out by June 12 of 2018. Failing that, then I'll make a decision, and it may vary. Well, anyway, failing that, I'll make a decision. All right?
Okay.
Good luck to you. Case number 9 is in compliance. Case number 10, Farron L. Gallen.
Farron Gallen, 184 Westwood Drive. Yes, I do.
Yes, sir. Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
I find the respondent in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, what is compliance going to entail, and what's a reasonable amount of time by which it should be accomplished?
Mr. Kelcher, what this respondent needs is he's failed to obtain a rental license, so he needs to be able to pass a rental inspection. The history is that he had a failed rental inspection back in 517, subsequent to that failed inspection, he said he was selling the property. We were not involved for a period of time, but then discovered it was still being rented, and I think near the end of the year, we were back on again with a new inspection, and he's since failed that inspection, and he's failed a third inspection. So he needs to pass a rental inspection. The inspector believes it can be done by next cutoff. The inspector is Mark Jones, and I have tended Mr. Jones to explain any of the factual necessities.
I think that covers it. Mr. Gallen, any reason why this property shouldn't be in compliance by June 6, 2018?
No, sir. I think we've made progress, and I think over 80%. Would you agree?
Well, I wasn't able to get into the other property yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's a duplex. I was able to get into one half.
Yes, sir.
Probably 80% of that correct.
Right. And I had given the consent form that morning to the city, I believe.
Yes, but it was unsigned. It has to be signed and dated as to when we're going to be doing the inspection.
Okay. I mean, my tenant signed it, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I will order the respondent to come into compliance by June 6, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Is that all we need in this instance?
Yes, sir.
I don't need to mention $250 administrative fees or anything like that?
No, sir.
Very good. All right. Good luck, Mr. Gallen.
Thank you, sir.
Case number 11, David L. Trimble. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you would please state your name and be sworn.
My name is Richard Kicklighter. My address is 140 South Grandview Avenue, Daytona Beach. I'm representing Mr. Trimble. He's due to medical reasons, he can't be here.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
City satisfied that we can proceed?
No, not really. I'd like for Mr. Triplighter to tell us what his relationship is to the property owner.
The property owner and I have been friends for over 50 years. They live in Orlando, and he's on mental disability, and his wife's on physical disability, and I have a power of attorney on their property to to handle any dealings that have to be done.
I'm satisfied with the power of attorney.
So, I am as well.
Very good. All right. And I'm sorry, it's Mr. Kicklighter?
Kicklighter, yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Kicklighter, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
At the time, yes, sir, but now the house is not rented and it's under contract to be sold.
All right. I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how much time to bring it into compliance?
We're asking for next cutoff, Mr. Vakelja. This was first, the inspector hasn't had any contact from anyone on this, but we're asking for next cutoff.
Okay. All right, Mr. Kicklighter, the city is proposing that the work that needs to be done could be done by June 6, 2018. And with regard to the plans for the property, the owner's plans for the property are irrelevant to us. It's a matter of getting it into compliance, whether it's Mr. Trimble's successor in interest, whoever it may be. We're just focused on what needs to happen with the property.
Yes, sir. I was hoping to have a copy of the contract from the buyer, but his attorney hasn't finished it yet. But there's nobody residing there. They moved the tenant out months ago to another, and they're living somewhere else. So it's not a rental property anymore. So
okay, all right. Bear with me for a minute. I've got some formalities to cover here. I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by June 6, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. That having been said, we're not oblivious to the facts of life here.
Right.
If that property ends up going under contract for sale to somebody else, you need to contact the city attorney, contact the inspector, let them know what's going on, because we may very well end up taking up these matters with whoever the new owner is.
Yes, sir.
If there is no contract, if there is no new owner, then it's Mr. Trimble that's responsible for bringing the property into compliance.
Yes, sir.
And if as a result of all these gyrations, additional time is required, you contact that gentleman over there, the inspector. He will be your best friend if you need additional time.
In my business, I work with gentlemen like that all the time, and I have no problem with that.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 12, Ivan Beregi.
My name is Victoria McCann-Bergy. My address is 155 Poinciana Drive, Indian Harbor Beach.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
you're
about to give?
Yes.
What is your affiliation with the respondent?
Wife.
Okay. Works for me.
Okay.
Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how much time should reasonably be required for the respondent to come into compliance?
Do you want to know when I have my meetings or no? Okay.
Sorry. Ms. Vakelja, the inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that he hasn't had any contact since the original notification. He's asking for next cutoff for the property to be in compliance.
All right. Ms. Beregi, now, they're suggesting you ought to be able to come into compliance, you can come back over, by June 6, 2018. What say you to that? And at this point, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, I have scheduled meetings this Friday, May 11th, with Mr. Jones at 1:30 and 1:45 with Karen in the code enforcement. You know, if he doesn't find anything terrible. We've had rental licenses before. We should be able to come, you know, into compliance within.
So does that mean work's been done or work's being done, or this is a dispute regarding the nature of compliance? Or
no, what? No. We've had a rental license. It just lapsed.
Okay.
And we'd have to have it re-inspected.
All right.
So,
very good.
I think we should be able to be in compliance within that. When is your next meeting?
Your cutoff would be June 6, 2018.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, if something catastrophic happens, let Mr. Jones know.
Okay.
All right, I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by June 6, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Case number 13, Rudine W. Davis Trust.
Rudine W. Davis, 868 Magnolia Avenue. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right. I find the respondent in noncompliance. All right. Let's ask our city attorney how long it should take for you to come into compliance.
Ms. Fekelja, the inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that he's had no contact from this respondent since the notice of violation. He's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance, which he needs is a rental license.
Very good. All right. The city is suggesting you ought to be able to come into compliance by June 6, 2018. What say you to that?
Thank you.
Okay. I will order the respondent to come into compliance by June 6, 2018 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right. Good luck to you, ma'am. Case number 14, Ronald Jack Travis Utter.
Good morning, Special morning. Magistrate Bacalja. Courtney Kilborn on behalf of Mr. Utter.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't hear you bumble.
It's okay.
All right. Do we agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Mr. Bacalja, I believe that the last inspection had shown that we are in compliance, if I'm correct, at the last evidence that was online from the 427 inspection.
Okay. Were you in non-compliance at or about the time the notice of violation was served?
I believe so, if that was in March. But it should be cured, Your Honor.
Okay. Somebody talk to me.
Ms. Fekelja, if I may, excuse me. I got to remember which case we're on. This is for, yeah. This is for off-site sign advertisement. The property was in non-compliance at the time that it was cited. The inspector is Juan Davis. Juan indicates that April 26th is when it was found in compliance. As of the date, violation is really, it's arguable whether it's in violation at the moment, but the truck is back out there again. This is a situation where there's advertisement on the vehicle that's sitting out there as an advertisement tool, and so that's the problem. So what we're looking for right now is a will find. We're asking for a finding of noncompliance and then compliance, acknowledging the compliance of April 26th, and then hopefully there will be no further violations from Mr. Utter.
Utter.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
No, Mr. Vichalzer. We would request no order of noncompliance and request that since it was in compliance at the last inspection that we continue on that and just have it dismissed.
Well, it would appear the testimony regarding the noncompliance is unrefuted, and the testimony regarding the noncompliance is a predicate to the will find that they're requesting. So, on the basis of what I've heard so far, I'm finding that the respondent was in noncompliance. I'm also finding that the respondent is now in compliance, and that for every future violation, should one occur, the respondent be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine up to $5,000 per violation. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Case number 15, Margaret Ellen Eberwine.
I'm sorry, which one?
Margaret Ellen Eberwine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Margaret Eberwine, 348 Jackson Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114 2914. That's right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
Pardon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I find the respondent non-compliant. Let's ask the city attorney how long he thinks it should take to come into compliance.
Ms. Vakelja, the inspector is Juan Davis, and Ms. Davis requests next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance.
Okay. Ms. Eberwein, the city is suggesting that you ought to be able to come into compliance by June 6, 2018. What say you to that?
I've moved a lot of it since the letter. I got the letter on the door not quite, well, a couple of weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago. 7 refrigerators went away. Several microwaves went away. 2 or 3 stoves. I've been working. I've been working anyway, but the day they left the letter, a couple days later, the neighbor brought 4 refrigerators and 2 stoves. I move it. I need to get money in the bank.
Understand.
We'd like to revise our request to 60 days, recognizing the need for the roof repair as well.
I keep calling the contractor for the roof. He doesn't come back with me.
All right. Well, the city is now suggesting July 5 might be a more reasonable compliance date. What say you to that?
Almost a happy birthday. I'll go camp out in his front yard if I have to.
I will order the respondent to come into compliance by July 5, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Sounds as though the city is reasonably satisfied with your effort, so keep it up.
Thank you,
and
sir.
And if you do end up coming up short, be sure to let the city inspector know what problems you're encountering, because that will go a long way toward considering additional time if that's what you need.
Do I get in touch with the code person that I...
That's the person right there.
Oh, is that you, Ms.
That
Davis?
Young lady right there is the person you'll be talking to.
Well, she doesn't look like I thought she would. Almost.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I just saw your number.
Case number 16, Harpreet Kaur Sodhi. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Ms. Vakelja, this is before you on the termination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Juan Davis. Ms. Davis is requesting that this property be brought into compliance in the next 10 days, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The circumstance, as you can see from the photos, there's a lot where it started a commercial use without obtaining a business license or any kind of permit or authorization. The owner kind of said it wasn't really his intent for this to happen and is willing to get it cleared. But it's complaint generated. They were selling wood on chopped wood on the property. So the request is that the property be found in non-compliance, and it be brought into compliance by within the next 10 days. And the inspector is Juan Davis, and I attend to Ms. Davis.
All right. Well, based upon the presentation of the city, noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and hereby order the respondent to come into compliance by May 18, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case 18, Nicholas M. Sathis.
Nicholas Sathis, 135 Country Circle Drive, East Port Orange. Yes.
Yes, sir. Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
I knew that I didn't have the business license. I didn't know about the inspection. The business license I've always had since I've owned the property since 1989. And when I found out about the business license, I went in, I bought it last last week or the week before.
Okay, I find the respondent in non-compliance. How much time is going to require to come into compliance?
Ms. Vakeljan, Inspector Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy agrees with the respondent that he did go and pay for his business tax receipt. He still needs to schedule a rental inspection, so we're asking for a finding of non-compliance and next cutoff for the property to come into compliance.
Okay, Mr. Sathis, the city seems to believe you should be able to come into compliance by June 6th. What say you to that?
I'd like to have longer. This summer, I have a horse camp with my wife and I.
Forgive me. We need to adjourn this for just a moment. I'll come right back to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Sathis, is
yes,
that how
sir.
I pronounce it?
Yes, sir.
I apologize. I interrupted you. You
quite
were telling
all right.
me you need additional time.
Yes, sir. My wife and I run a horse camp in the summer for able and disabled body children. And that runs for 7 weeks. And it's through Hope Rains Therapeutic Horseback Riding. And consequently, my summer is really full. And so I would need time because the woman that lived in the back, she lived there for 5 years, totally trashed my place. So I have to get it. And it's not the first time that I've ever seen this, but it's nonetheless, it's there. And it has to be cleaned up. The woman that lives in the front has been there for 13 years, and everything's fine there. Not a problem. But I will need time to go in the back and do work on it. So I need to tear the carpet out.
This is a duplex?
It's a duplex, correct.
All right. And is this the violation I'm seeing here pertains to the portion that was occupied by the lady that trashed the place?
No, it was just the permit. It was just the permit, and that's far as I know.
I think he earlier expressed that he didn't really have a lot of knowledge about the rental license, but yeah, it would apparently relate to the portion that he's. There is a tenant, so we'll relate to the portion that he's expressing. I would have to assume that would be the answer.
Okay, so we've got a duplex at 436 Eastwood Lane.
Correct.
He needs to have a business tax receipt, but he doesn't have one.
I do have that.
He does have one.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so now it's failure to obtain rental license.
No, I have that. Yes, absolutely.
I think what you're missing is that there is a requirement for a rental license, which is separate from the business tax receipt. And so, yes, you want to pay for a business tax receipt. You have to schedule for an inspection to get your rental license. That's what's pending, and that's what your violation
okay.
is.
Okay. Yeah, I have the paid receipt here.
So he has the business tax receipt, does not have the rental license.
Right.
Rental license is going to require an inspection.
Okay.
That's correct.
And I'm hearing between the lines that the inspection is going to turn out bad because you had a tenant in there that trashed the place.
Yeah, I have a tenant.
So you're thinking you're going to need additional time.
That's correct.
To qualify for that rental license.
No, I have a new roof put on.
You're telling me you already know you have work to do.
I have a new roof put on. I have the entire outside's been repainted. I've always been a good landlord. I just need time to.
Hey, Dweet. Okay, does this violation go to both units in this duplex?
Our understanding is that the whole thing is rental, both units, so yes.
Okay. And have you gotten in to inspect the unit that he tells me is going to need work?
The inspector has indicated that he has not been in any of the units.
So we don't know what condition that unit's in.
That's correct.
All right. Mr. Sathis, now come back. Now you're telling me one unit should be okay.
He's welcome to go in and take a look at that, absolutely.
And another unit's not going to be okay.
Well, no, it's trashed.
Trashed. Well, that sounds like not okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that unit's trashed. So, given the fact that our inspector hasn't been in there to be able to gauge how much time it should take for you to bring that property into compliance, setting aside your plans for the summer, how much time should reasonably be required for you to fix that unit?
I'm setting aside the summer?
Yes.
I'm thinking 3 months.
3 months to fix a duplex?
Yeah.
Is this like the second half of a pyramid or something?
Oh, no. No, but I got to tear stuff out and put stuff in. Carpeting, I got to repaint everything. I don't. What's compliance?
Well, it's hard to say because we haven't been in it yet.
I know, but I'm saying I don't even know what's compliance. What, you know, I mean, it's livable place. What is compliance? What are the rules and regulations for compliance?
How do we tell these two duplexes apart? Is one of them an A and a B?
Yeah, it's one and two because the city changed it.
One and two.
Yep.
So when we look at 436 Eastwood Lane, we've got 436 number one and 436 number
sir.
Two.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 436 number one is the one that's in good shape?
It's fine.
So it's 436 number two that we got the problems with?
That's correct.
436 number two right now is not occupied?
No, it's not.
And you won't be renting it until it's
absolutely
in compliance?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. So... All right, I guess what I'm wrestling with here is we have one address, we have a duplex. He's telling me one of them's fine, you can come inspect it whenever you want, and if he can get a rental license as to that, sounds like he's able to do it. Sounds like the other one, he's admitting, has lots of work to be done. You have to get in to inspect it anyway because you don't know what you're dealing with yet. And he's admitting that one's not going to be pass muster, and not only that, it's not occupied right now, and he'll keep it unoccupied until it is in.
That's correct.
So, how do we deal with this duplex here? For some reason, the older I get, the more difficult this becomes. I don't know why that is.
Good morning, sir. Jerome McCoy, code inspector for the city. My credentials on file. That first unit is occupied.
Right.
However, I don't know about the rear
right
structure because I haven't been able to.
We're getting ready to get you into
anything.
It.
Yes. Yes, we need to get in there as soon as possible.
Okay. The only question I have is, can he get a rental license for 436 number one? Or does he all of this wait until both units are ready to be occupied? Or do we just hold off on the rental license altogether until he gets the second unit in shape?
As I look to Mr. Sykes, he's indicating that we could break it by these partial addresses, but it would be more effective and appropriate since it's on the same parcel to just let
that's
the whole
fine.
Thing be.
All right, that's fine.
And it very well may be, you know, as much time as he thinks, we have no, as you've already acknowledged, we have no idea. We hadn't been in there to see. We hadn't been able to assess it. So the only thing we can rely on is what we know right now, which is that it should be done by next cutoff.
All right. Have I already found the respondent noncompliance?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance.
It's individual for each unit, so the thought is to require for one unit and then get the other unit.
All right, I'm sorry, say that again then.
I say the license itself is specific to each one of the units, so it'd have to be a license for unit one, a license for unit two. So if there was this thought of requiring one and then requiring the other, you can do that, but it's still one case.
I'm on my way over there right now to fix a toilet handle for the woman in the front. He's welcome to come and take a look.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to continue this matter to the June 12, 2018 meeting. In the interim, 436 number 2
yes, sir.
Is not to be rented, occupied, no. or otherwise utilized until such time as it's brought into compliance.
Correct.
Between now and the June 12 meeting, the property, the entire property, has to be made available for the inspector to conduct his inspection
mm-hmm.
so that when he comes back on June 12th, he'll have a better idea as to what kind of a compliance date we're looking at for the second unit, and hopefully you'll have done some work along the way and might be able to give me a better time frame as well.
All right.
So I'm continuing this matter to the June 12th meeting. The inspector, by then, has to get into both units to inspect mm-hmm. them, so make them available to him. And as I said, and you've agreed, Unit 2 won't be utilized, occupied, or rented until such time as it's brought
Correct.
Into compliance. Okay? We
yes,
good?
Sir.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 19, Uzair Shuja.
My name is Shabazz Shuja, 778 Bear Creek Circle, Winter Springs, Florida, 32708. Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right. Yes, sir. Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
All right. I find the respondent in noncompliance. All right. Let's talk to the city to find out how much time it should take to come into compliance.
Ms. McKelger, the inspector is Jerome McCoy. This is regarding specifically Unit 2. Ms. McCoy has some concern. He's had contact with Mr. Shuja, and part of the CEB1 was for him not to re-rent the property, which he elected to do anyway, re-rent the unit. But we're asking that he be given until next cutoff to come into compliance, and if for some reason it does become empty again, that he again this time be ordered not to re-rent the unit until it's brought into compliance. Now, this is complaint-driven, initiated by my prior tenant. And I would tender Mr. McCoy if you have any factual questions.
Okay. Mr. McCoy, what's going on here?
Good morning, sir. Yes, the property, it has been inspected. It has failed inspections. However, this case with the apartment 2 is a new case from the property that's already have fines on it. It was complaint driven by the tenant that was there. That tenant left, and I ordered him not to rent the property no longer until it gets an inspection and the rental license is issued. However, I went there yesterday to do an inspection, and he has a tenant there, and I didn't even go in to do an inspection because he had already violated my order, and I made him aware that the inspection had already failed because of the fact that he violated my order to not rent the place anymore. So,
what was the nature of the electrical system hazards that's referenced in the notice of violation?
It's some the wiring, the outlets that's not attached firmly to the wall. When I put my tester in and I went to remove it, everything moved with it,
mm-hmm.
which is you can be. I get. Someone can be shocked by that, and it's in the ceiling. It's water that's entering from either a pipe inside the walls or from a leak from the roof. That's entering around the light fixtures that can cause someone to get shocked.
Okay. All right. And so, in any event, you think he ought to be able to come into compliance by June 6th?
That's a possibility. I would like for him to explain that. I think that he can get into compliance if he provide me with contractors that's did the work in there, because I've asked him previously to provide me with information about who's doing the work. And he has provided me with some information, but however, the information he gave me, I was never able to contact the people. Tried repeatedly, Inspector Stinson. Also tried to contact these the people that he gave me, and we were never able to reach anyone. So it's a possibility he can get it, but I do need whatever information that he has to provide to me, I need for to be able to get in contact with these people so I can speak to them and see exactly what was done.
Very good. Okay, Mr. Shuja.
Yes, sir.
I have, last week when we received this notice...
Did the inspector tell you not to move a new tenant into that property?
He has put that in writing to me, yes.
And you were aware of that request?
Yes, but we had done all the work.
And you chose to ignore it?
No, sir, we had done all the work.
Who said you did all the work?
All the work that was stipulated on the...
Have you had it inspected by the city of Daytona Beach?
Yes, I have.
Who inspected the work for the city of Daytona Beach?
It's the person who works for the city of Daytona Beach. His name is Chuck. He's a licensed inspector. He gave me a five pages for all the work to be done. It was all done, and it was inspected and passed.
Okay. Mr. City Attorney, do you know what he's talking about?
Can I add to that? Okay.
Well, just a second. Let's kind of take these one step at a time.
It sounds like he's referencing the trade inspector for the permit itself. So he may have funneled at least one permit. It sounds like that's who Chuck would be, but that would not have him in compliance for the rental inspection. It's a whole list of things that's necessary for the inspector to go through to determine whether the property is safe and ready for occupancy.
I had contacted, sir, last week when I received the notice. I contacted the inspector. I said that everything is in compliance. Can we please make an appointment before this hearing to make sure I have done everything? I made the appointment yesterday. I met the inspector yesterday. I had a consent form. And I said, please, can we go in and check everything? And he refused to come into the property. And I had to come all the way from Orlando, 3-hour journey, took a half day off to show everything to him, but he refused to enter the property. So my request is, please give me another date and ask the inspector to come in and have a look. And we have done everything that he's asked us to do. I have done everything he's asked us to do on 3 separate occasions. And if I show you everything, you'll understand my frustration. My frustration is that every time he asks us to do something, he adds. So when he comes to the inspection, he looks at everything and then he says, oh, you need to do this and you need to do this. So he adds things on the list. And I have documentary evidence of that. But having said that, I just want to resolve the issue and move on. And he's asked me to repair things. We've repaired them. Then he's come back and said, no, replace the whole thing. So I'm just trying to, wanting to this matter to be resolved as quickly as possible. I've done the work, and I'm requesting the inspector to come out and have a look at it.
Ms. Bacalj, if I can correct one thing, the inspectors have corrected something that I was making an assumption that was wrong. The Chuck person was an inspector for HUD. This is a Section 8 housing and was not someone from the city.
So yes, HUD has come in and inspected the property. The licensed property inspector gave me a whole lot of list of things to be done. Every single thing item was done and it passed the property inspection. I then asked the inspector to come back in and check the place, and he came, and the switch that he's referring to was a very loose cover plate. It wasn't the actual switch itself, it was the cover plate. There were very minor issues, and I was shocked that after all this inspection, he's still not passing this thing. But having said that, I'm here to resolve issues. I don't want to prolong the situation. I have never in my life ever gone through this situation before where I've been fined 2 sets of fine for the same parcel. Now I'm facing a third, and I've been here 4 times saying every single time, I've done the work, and I have done the work, but every time I come back, things have been added on there. My last inspection now took place. I forgot this, so can you please add this on the list? I said, fine, I will do it. But it's so frustrating where you have a list of items to be done, you go through them, you have everything done, you have the inspection, and then suddenly it's not this, it's something else. And this is extremely unfair.
Hang on. All right. Well, we're all going to try to navigate our way from where we are to where we need to be.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't sound as though it's going to require that much effort to get there.
Absolutely.
If, as you say,
yes, sir,
you've done the work that you've been asked to do.
Yes, sir.
So that having been said, all we need to address right now is whether you can be in compliance by June 6th. And what
yes,
you're
sir.
Telling me is you're already done.
Yes, sir.
And you're ready for an inspection whenever the inspector is
Absolutely,
ready.
Sir.
All right. Then, hopefully, let's all hold hands and make nice and get the inspection done and over with.
Absolutely.
I'm giving both sides until June 6th, 2018, for you to come into compliance,
mm-hmm.
which shouldn't be a task at all because you tell me it's done already.
Yes, sir.
Failing that, you'll be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. So I hope that you and the city can make nice
Absolutely,
long
sir.
Enough for this inspection
I hope
to take
so,
place.
Too.
And then everyone can go their separate ways to live happily ever after.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate? Anywhere else my wisdom and diplomacy can be put to good use?
It appears no.
Nope. All right, then.